Globalists unite, Biden resettles over 66,000 Afghans across U.S. with help from Clinton, Bush, Obama. By John Binder on January 27, 2022. President Joe Biden, with help from former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, has resettled more than 66,000 Afghans across the United States in a matter of 6 months as part of his massive resettlement operation, the largest in American history. The Biden administration announced the newest Afghan resettlement totals, noting that about 9,000 Afghans are living on U.S. military bases in Wisconsin, Virginia, and New Jersey that were turned into quasi-refugee camps months ago. To date, Biden has brought more than 76,000 Afghans to the U.S. Administration officials have conceded that minimal vetting has been conducted. In a news release, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, touted the involvement of Welcome.us, a non-governmental organization, NGO, created by Clinton, Bush, and Obama with the financial backing of multinational corporations like Facebook, Microsoft, and Walmart to resettle as many Afghans in American communities as possible. The Chamber of Commerce is also helping to funnel Afghans into American jobs. This week, reports circulated that Biden is looking to bring thousands more Afghans to the U.S. with no end in sight for the resettlement operation. That plan would resettle 2,000 Afghans across American communities every month, putting them on a fast-track vetting and green card process. Biden's continuing unlimited flow of Afghans to the U.S. was first authorized by 49 House and Senate Republicans who joined Democrats in September 2021 to fund the resettlement to the sum of $6.4 billion. Then, in December 2021, 20 House and Senate Republicans helped Democrats pass an additional $7 billion in funds to ramp up the endless Afghan migration. Refugee contractors, the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that rely on American taxpayer money to resettle refugees across the U.S. annually, secured billions as a result of the funding measures. Every 5 years, refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee, and within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.